In our reading from Galatians, Scripture calls us to be guided by the Spirit. The New Testament word here is peripateo. It means to walk around or to walk about. Our translation, unfortunately, be guided, makes it sound a little more passive than I think it ought to be. As if we were to wait on the Spirit to make the first move. No, this is a command for us to walk. To walk about by means of the Spirit. We are to walk about this life, to journey through this life with intention, with purpose and mission, to do some good to one another, and to bring glory to God in our doing so. To live our lives by the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. In other words, to live a life that manifests the Holy Spirit, His presence, and His activity in and through our lives. To walk the walk. As Christians, Paul reminds us we should do less harm to one another. And as believers in Jesus, we should do more good and be more and more of a blessing to one another. We should be more like Christ and how He was in His life and testimony. But the problem is to simply ask each other, to ask one another, even as Christians, just to walk the walk or be more like Jesus is really to oversimplify things, isn't it? It's a little more difficult than it is to say. It's not as simple as you and I deciding that we're going to live better or do better and have more godly lives. So God isn't just asking us to merely try harder or do better, but to enter the struggle, which is what Paul describes here. He describes this walking by the Spirit as engaging in a battle, or being aware that it is a battle. He says the desires of the flesh war against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit set itself against the flesh. When we trust in Jesus, when we believe in Him, we may not be aware of it at the time, but we're actually taking up the sword of the Holy Spirit. We're getting onto God's team. We're joining the Lord of hosts and the Lord of armies. We walk by faith, not by sight, and this war that is going on is really between God's Holy Spirit and our own nature, our old self that wants to live for itself and its own pleasure. It's a sad reality that Paul describes here of our broken human condition, that we naturally want to live for ourselves. We want to, in Paul's words, to gratify the desires of the flesh. We get sidetracked, if you will, by our own little world where the only thing that matters is what I need and what I want. And what follows is what we call sin, missing the mark of God's righteousness. We see the list here in Paul's letter in black and white in our bulletins. It's a difficult one to read. But the list is not intended to be comprehensive or exclusive. I'm sure we all can find ourselves in that list. Any activity that damages a healthy relationship with God or with one another is a work of the flesh. We're living under the power of the old sinful nature when we, either by negligence, laziness, or malice, do these things. This is, as Paul says, simply to remind us of the golden rule, which is to love one another, to love your neighbor as yourself. But we no longer have to live our lives consumed by our own needs and desires, by the flesh. We've been set free our scripture says. Jesus died and rose again to bring us freedom. We now get to live out our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a privilege as well as a call. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit into our lives to also generate this desire and the ability to transform our lives. The Holy Spirit joins in the battle and sets himself against our old nature and our old ways. And the Holy Spirit drowns the old self in holy baptism. The Holy Spirit empowers us through prayer and the reading and hearing of God's word. The Holy Spirit has begun a good work in us, and it will bring it to completion. He will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit has done mighty things in our lives. He's forgiven our sins because of the death and resurrection of Christ. He assures us of eternal life. He adopts us as daughters and sons. It only makes sense that if God has forgiven our sins in the past and assures us of a righteous and godly future, that what the Holy Spirit does matters in the meantime. And so our scripture says, if we live by the Spirit, we should also walk by the Spirit. If we've been given life by the Holy Spirit, then we should conduct our lives by that same Spirit. If we're led by the Spirit, we should also live and love our neighbor as ourselves. We will fulfill the royal law because that is what the Holy Spirit does in us and through us. A few weeks ago, my family and I were driving across the country to Yellowstone National Park, a good 20-hour trip, one way. Since we were pulling a trailer, we had to frequently stop for gas. I had perfected the art of timing this, looking at the map and filling up just when we needed to. All was going really well and as planned until the rolling hills of West Iowa started to creep up and empty my gas tank more quickly than I could fill it at an alarming rate. I watched as the needle on my fuel gauge quickly dropped and counted down the miles to the next gas station. Just a few miles from that stop, and at the top of a long hill, the gas ran out. And we were able to coast down that hill for about a mile and a quarter, which left us short about 3/4 of a mile from the gas station. And so Daniel and I went on an unexpected morning run, filled a borrowed gas can, and we filled the car just enough to get to the gas station. This is external dependency. We have a fuel-reliant car. The energy bound up that drives that car is in this liquid gold that we ran out of. And I am a big fan of hydrogen, electric, and solar-powered vehicles. But in any case, a car relies on something external, something outside of itself, to generate energy to move forward. And so it is with the Holy Spirit, who works in our lives now. When we feel like we are running out of gas and out of purpose and meaning to move forward, he gives us new life, forgiveness, and eternal salvation. We hear and read God's word, and the Holy Spirit fills us up and gives us the fuel that we need to proceed ahead. When you and I encourage one another and pray for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, when we turn each other over to the promises of God and assure one another that God is with us, the Holy Spirit gives us strength and fuels our journey ahead. This morning when we received the bread and the wine and body and blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit strengthens and preserves us for our journey to depart and journey ahead. If we live by the Spirit, Paul says, we ought to walk forward and around by that same Spirit. God the Holy Spirit has made us alive, and He leads and propels us forward to live out our lives in love for one another and for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.